Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the New York Giants and their NFL draft class for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the Giants today, one of the best drafts in the 2022 class, man. They got a ton of players. They got 11 in total, so they are pretty much sending a whole new team out there this year. It's going to be fun to see, though, because they got a lot of good picks.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching or listening to our show, thank you, first off. You are the reason we do this day after day, week after week, and bring you nonstop coverage throughout every single year, every single week about football. We love you so much. So thank you so much for over 1,000 episodes of our broadcast and almost over 900 episodes. What is it? 800 and what's the number? 898 episodes of our audio podcast as of today. We're going to cross that 900 mark because of you. So thank you so much. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the New York Giants, their 2022 NFL draft class. What happened? How did we do? And what can we expect?
Man, training camp's about to be crazy for the Giants, man. Like I said, 11 picks overall. 11. They went into the draft having, I believe, 9 selections, and they came out of it with 11, so they added more. So congrats to them. But let's get into it, man. We got a lot of players to talk about here. First off, number 5 overall in the first round, edge rusher, and our guy, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner's top player in the draft, Kayvon Thibodeau, went to Big Blue. Love this pick. This dude's going to be an absolute star, I think. He's already got billboards being made of him. He's with Nike. He's going to be fitting that New York state of mind to a T. So I think he'll be a tremendous edge rusher for many years to come. Great pickup by the Giants. Then they don't have to wait too long. Pick 7, right? So there's 6 in between. Then they go with a right tackle from Alabama of Evan Neal. Two of the top prospects in the draft off the board going to the Giants. You got one on defense. You got the other one on the O-line. So far, this is looking great. Let's keep it moving here. Round 2, pick 43. Help out the wide receiver core, why don't you, with Wandale Robinson out of Kentucky. Overall, like the pick. Very productive. Last year at Kentucky, over 100 catches. They needed some help in the wide receiver room. Kadarius Toney didn't have the best year last year. But I feel that Robinson, not too shabby. Good pick in the second round. Then we go into round 3, pick 67. They go back to the O-line with Joshua Ezeju out of North Carolina, the offensive guard slash tackle. Very flexible, can play both positions. They're going to have him at guard more than likely. But sometimes, like I said, he's good in an RPO offense. The Giants have Daniel Jones, who's going to be running that this year. So, overall, like the fit, we'll see how much playing time he can get, though. Keeping in the third round, pick 81, they go with a corner by the name of Cordell Flott out of LSU, going to New York now. So, went in the middle rounds, right, getting a Flott corner. They only had one interception in 35 games. So you might look at that and think, ooh, I'm not too sure about that. But I think that they went with potential here, someone who is a good corner overall. Like, so you might not have the numbers, but – if you look at his size, his skill, his ability, it's someone who you can look at and say, maybe they reached at the time, but if you look back in a couple of years, he might be someone who could be a very good cornerback in this league and think, man, maybe the Giants knew what they were doing and going a little bit early with reaching for this guy. So we'll see how Cordale can do. Round four, pick 112. They went with Daniel Bellinger, the tight end from San Diego State. Like I said, Evan Engram is gone, so they need someone. He's got strengths. He's got good run blocking, and he's good at securing the catch. Not going to drop many at all. So someone who's not going to get you a bunch of yards, but someone who's going to help block for Saquon Barkley, help out Daniel Jones as well. So we will see how he can do. Like I say, he's not going to be super explosive. They got Ricky Seals-Jones, who's going to be that type of pass catcher for the team. But throw Bellinger in there for some run blocking and some pass blocking, and you're set with him. Overall, nice selection. Keep it in the fourth round. We have pick 114, Dane Belton from Iowa, the safety. They need someone to get a safety. Like I said, we will see what they can do. They only had two safeties on the roster with Xavier McKinney and Julian Love. So surprised. I feel like they could have went a little bit earlier getting a safety, but they got Belton from Iowa. Overall, like I said, first team all Big Ten. Very, very fast, right? A 4.43 40-yard dash helped him move up the fly up the draft boards, and that's why he got selected in the fourth round. Five interceptions last year. Nice to see as a safety, but we'll see how he can do. Like I said, overall, nice pick for the fourth round. Going into the fifth now, they have pick 146, Micah McFadden, the linebacker from Indiana. As you can see with the table here, very defensive heavy. McFadden, three straight seasons of double-digit tackles, shows he's very aggressive, good in a blitz-heavy system. So I feel he is someone who slid in the draft and someone the Giants can really help out, who he can get a good amount of playing time and who might be someone who's a steal in a late-round pick. Overall, I think that's a very good selection there. Keeping it in the fifth round, we have selection 147, DJ Davidson, the defensive tackle from Arizona State University out there with the Sun Devils. So, like I said, we're getting near the end here. Only one more, two more selections after this. So, good defensive lineman, like I said. He's a little bit older, 25 almost, but he is 330 pounds. He's got experience, he's got length, he's got size, he's ready to play the game right now. So I feel that you can definitely throw him in there as maybe a starter, maybe a backup. We'll see how he can do a training camp and how if he can impress the Giants enough to crack that starting rotation. Up next, we have pick 173 with Marcus McKeithen, another offensive lineman from North Carolina University, joining his teammate with Joshua Izudu, who was drafted early, like I mentioned. So they don't have to go very far. I'm sure they're going to be rooming together. They went very heavy offensive lineman as well. And he's 6'6", 340, a large, large man. He's an aggressive player. He's got good power. As long as he can help with his body control, maybe get a little bit more footwork, some better footwork in there, I feel like he'll be a nice player. Started 37 games at right guard in college, so I feel like he will slide in very nicely for that offensive line for the Giants. And finally, the last selection here, we have round six, pick 182. Linebacker from Cincinnati, we have Darian Beavers. Well, this is it, the final one, pick 11. This is a guy who people thought was going to be in the top 100 drafted. He fell all the way to 182. A good pick, a very versatile player. And when I say that, he played in a lot of positions. He played defensive end, he played linebacker, he played safety as well. So someone who you can find a place for him on the field at any cost. 62 career games at Cincinnati, played a good bit too. And he is a heavy hitter, a good tackler, and someone who I feel that they made a great selection with as their final draft pick. And boy, with all these picks, man, I'm going to give my final draft grade. I'm going to give the Giants, I will go with an A-. I feel like they had a tremendous draft. Some pieces I would have maybe swapped some players out for, but that's how it's always going to be, right? Everyone has their own opinions. But obviously, I feel like they hit it great in the first round with Neal, with Thibodeau. Those are guys who are going to be marquee players for the Giants for many years, they're hoping. Like the picks with Azidu, with Robinson as well. They got a ton of guys, and we'll see how all these guys can do in training camp, how they can produce at the next level, how they can do in the NFL. But I'm going to give them an A-minus, man, just with the amount of picks they got, with the hype around them. Everyone was talking about how good the Giants did this draft. There wasn't too many selections where they reached or they went with a guy from some school you've never heard of and in the third round or whatnot. So I like overall, I feel like they did good. They stuck to their guns. They addressed the needs that they needed to fill. And that's why I'm going to give them an A minus for their 2022 draft class. Very good year, I feel. We'll see how they can produce on the field and how many wins the Giants can get in 22. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. And like you're saying, that is a tremendous draft class. They have some incredible weapons at their disposal. If you look at what some of these amazing players did in their high school and their college careers, you see that this progression is making a lot of sense. These two young men are, and the rest of their picks are all thinking to themselves, I'm about to walk into the NFL. I'm about to be a New York Giant. What else are you looking for right now? Your career is ahead of you right now. So congratulations to everyone who made it. Congratulations to everyone who made this happen. And congrats to all your families for all the life-changing things that can happen going forward with your professional career at the highest level. So shout out to all of those people. And shout out to our fans that watch every single week. The New York Giants has been a great one to watch through the different videos that we've been progressing through. And if you've been watching our live video or listening to our podcast, you can go back and see all of our amazing coverage of the New York Giants over the last few years and seasons, including our team previews from the last few seasons, our draft picks, talking about specific drafts of specific players that ended up getting drafted last year and this year, incredible interviews with some of the amazing sports broadcasters where we talk about the New York Giants. You can go back and enjoy so many amazing New York Giants related podcasts from us. So just go in, look up 100 yards of football, throw New York Giants or NY Giants at the end of that search, and you're going to see all of our amazing podcasts. So thank you so much for doing that. And thank you so much again for sharing our podcast via word of mouth with your friends and family. Just walking up to your coworker and being like, hey, you've been listening to 100 yards of football? And they'll be like, yeah, of course, I listen every day. Or they'll be like, no, tell me more. And then you get to tell them all about how much our show brings you the information that you need every single week. So thank you to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible NFL draft class for 2022 recap for the New York Giants. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another episode of 100 Yards of Football very soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.